Okay, today's daf is brachos daf lamed dalet. We are on the bottom of lamed gimel and beis, I believe, by the two dots. The Mishnah had said that if someone gets up and says modim modim, he says modim twice, we quiet him. We don't allow him to continue. So because they said because it sounds like he's said modim modim two rishuyos, like he's bowing down to two gods. Why is he saying modim twice? Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says kol omer shma shma. Whoever says shma twice. Seeming to be that if he repeats himself, like he repeats Shema, Ka'omer Modim Modim Dami. It's the same thing as if he said Modim Modim, which means that he's doubling it, and therefore he should quiet him, because it looks like he's saying Shema, two gods should listen to him. Why is he saying it twice? So we have a bright question on Rav. Rav said that you quiet him, but the Brisa says, Akori Shashma, the Kofla, if you say Shema, and you repeat it, you double it, Hareze Meguna. It's something disgusting. Doesn't say you quiet him, it just says he's something disgusting. So what's going on? So Miguna Udhave, Shatuke Lo Mashtakinale. It's just something that's not correct, but it's not something that you quiet him for. I don't know, maybe it's not correct, therefore you quiet him. So Mar says, Lo Kasha, no, Mar says it's not a Kasha. Kanda Amr Milsa Milsa Vitani La, Vahada Amr Psuka Psuka Vitani La. So it depends whether what's he repeating. Is he repeating every word, or is he reading every pasuk? So Rashi says, Milsa Milsa Vitani La. Kol teva v'teva chozer v'shoneh meguna have. If he just repeats every single word, then it's just something that's meguna, but we don't mashtakin lei. She'ein zedom el makablav shtei machuyos elam limit lo tzeitz. I don't know what that word means. It's not somebody who's kicking on two rishios. I know, he's just saying it over and over again. However, if he says psuke psuka, amar pasuk sholein, v'tani lo mashtakin lei demechsik shtei rishios. If he repeats every pasuk, that we quiet him, because that sound apparently looks like shtei rishios. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, so Rav Papa says to Abaye, why, if someone who repeats the pasuk or repeats the words, do we say that it's like two rishuyos? Maybe Dilma Meikara Lo Kivein Daite, Ula Basov Kivein Daite. Maybe he's having a kavana issue. The first time he went through, he said it, he didn't have the proper kavana, so he repeated it to say the other, he said kavana again. I guess that might be a shaila if someone does it once or twice, but if someone does it for every single word or every single pasuk, maybe that wouldn't be the question. So Amalei, Rav Papa says differently. Rav Papa says, no, what are you talking about? Are we supposed to be Noe Klape Kodesh Baruch Hu, like our friend, like a person, like a chavrusa, that you're not going to be careful with your words? You're standing for the Melech Malach Melachim, and you're going to go start davening without kavana? That's enough Muslim for the day. He says, Ilav Kivein Daiti Meikara, if he didn't have the proper intent from the outset, we should hit him with some sort of hammer or something like that, some sort of, right? We should hit him until he does it with kavana. I mean, don't even start unless you have the proper kavana. This guy's not going to, he started, didn't have kavana, so he repeats psukim. No, that's not going to be. Therefore, if he repeats himself, if it's repeating words, it's maguna. If it's repeating psukim, it's mashtkinale, we quiet him. I'm not sure. It doesn't seem. I'm not sure. I would think he's not, because I don't know if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say that loud. I think it just, I don't think so. It seems like Modim Modim would be the Shliach Tzibur. Right, but I don't know. It could be anybody then. I guess if you hear him. If it's Shliach Tzibur, I guess it's easier. If it's not, then, yeah. I don't know. If you're Sephardi, then everything's that loud, so maybe, yeah, okay. Now, we skip the parentheses here. Pretty much everyone takes it out. Over so now you have somebody who is a shliach tzibur v'ta'a, and he makes a mistake and he can't continue. Again, you're probably talking about the time when Sforno Esrei was pretty much just historically just created, and just everything is bal peh. Nothing is in the sitter. So over l'fnei ateva. So what happens? So he makes a mistake. So you take him down. Yavar acher tachtav. You put somebody else. Have him go up instead. V'lo yehasarva moshashah. And even though typically you're supposed to not help the gabbai and not get up to daven, here, help the gabbai, get up and daven, don't start saying not me, don't start rejecting it, right? Don't be reticent.
So you take him down in the middle?
Well, he forgot, yeah, you take him down the middle. And then somebody else should continue. V'lo yes, sovereign, v'lo so shah, you shouldn't be reticent to go get up and daven in that case. Right, so mehechan hu matfil. So where is guy number two, chaz number two, continue from? Mitchilas habracha shetazeh, from the beginning of the bracha, where chaz number one made his mistake or can't continue from. Ha'over lifnei hateva. So now you have somebody lo yane amen achar kohanim. So the kohanim are duchanim and they make their bracha. So he should not say amen right after the psukim of the kohanim. Right after the kohanim say why? Bifnei hatoruf, because we're afraid he's going to lose his place. Right, Rashi says, Lo yane amen achar kohanim hashatz. Shnotzibra, so-called bracha bracha, mipnei ha-toruf, because shalom mitarev daito v'tara. You're supposed to keep, again, your baal peh, you have to keep your place. If you start saying other things, you may lose your place and you'll make a mistake. He has to start the next bracha. He has to call out. If he says amen, he may take a little bit of time until he remembers where he is, and therefore he shouldn't answer amen achar kohanim, right? The im ain't sham kohen elahu. If there is no kohen except for him, the shliach tzibur is the only kohen. Lo yiso es kapov. Not like what they do now in Eretz Yisrael. The kohen should not duchen. He should not duchen because it's going to be koshish again that he's going to mess up his place. The im haftachto. But if he's certain shehu nose es kapov, that if he does v'chozel tzvilaso, he can go back to his place. He won't get messed up. Meaning maybe if he has a sitter, right? So rashai, then he is permitted. He's allowed to. He's allowed to duchen. Tosos es. Right, the Gemara just said, if you go over the Fnei Teva, if you're a Shliach Tzibur, you shouldn't answer Amen after the Kohanim. The reason given is Mipnei HaTaruf. So Tosfos says, Tema, Avakasha, Tepuglei, Demafsik Tzvila, Imona Amen. Maybe he has a Hefsek. If he's a Shliach Tzibur, he's supposed to be saying the Amida, and if he says Amen, maybe that's a Hefsek. So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, okay, it's clear, V'yeh Shlomar, Me'achar Shalom Amar Haytaima. But the fact that the Gemara did not give this reason, Shma Minah Danias Amen Lo Chashiv Hafsaka, answering Amen is not a Hefsek, right? Me'achar Shetzorach Tfilahu, because that's a need for the Tfilah. Doesn't say anything about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo or anything else. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. A lot of people don't Baruch Shemo, and even though those psukim are written inside the text, a lot of the Aharon, especially the Mishnah Berurah, says not to say those psukim. Those have a minute to say them psukim. Have the minute to say the psukim. But even in the art scroll, it says that you should just scan the psukim over there because it's a hefsek. But he says amen is clearly not a hefsek. Aval likros kohanim l'duchen. But what about the kohen calling out kohanim for the kohanim to come up to duchen? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, "She'ein Shliach Tzibur Yochel Lagrosam." That the Shliach Tzibur cannot do. The Chashiv Hafsaka L'Tfila Im Koram. That's considered a Hefsek if he calls it out. Im Koram Ela Echam Ebnei Akal Koram. Somebody from the Kahal, from the congregation, should call them out. However, if you go further down, it's like four or five lines where they get wide. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Perish the Behedra Yesh B'Midra. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Argues Rabbeinu Tam." He says, "Yesh." The medrash ta'ame yiseros v'chaseros amor lahem. There's all these medrashim about amor lahem should shliach tzibur omer lahem al kol dibur v'dibur. The shliach tzibur is supposed to call it out, right? Because he's supposed to call him out. He says v'chein yish rotzim. Based on that, yish rotzim lahatil shliach tzibur atzmal kros kohanim. Now people want to matir that the shliach tzibur himself to call the kohanim afilu lefir Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that's going to be a hefsek. He's going to say no. Demad the perish to have a hafsaka. When was it a hefsek to call that kohanim? Hainu dafka b'yameihem. That was dafka in their days. Why? Because miyad kishesayimu birchos kohanim, because birchos ha'hoda, when they finished the bracha, tovshul chalal elodos lo hayomer melokeinu v'lokeinu v'seinu barchein rabracha. They didn't add that elokeinu v'lokeinu v'seinu kidamash v'besota. Right, so that we said ain't a kol rush lekros kohanim achikolim. So you know, pages right alma master shlo hayu omrim el kohanim miyad. They would call that kohanim right away. That's a hesek. Aval achshav shehurkulu lomar elokeinu b'lashon bracha v'tvila. Now that we say elokeinu v'elokeinu, which is somebody saying the chutzlar it's more. You say elokeinu v'elokeinu, so in chutzlar you can say kohanim because he's just saying elokeinu v'elokeinu and calling out kohanim in the middle. Right, with tefillah, aims on hefsek, the lo garmin, yes, amen. That's not considered any different than an amen. The halcha lo chashiva hefsek nefreshes. That's not a hefsek. So if you say lo kainu 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 according to Tosfos, then the shliach tzibur can call out kohanim because he's in the middle of just part of the tefillah. But just to stop saying the word kohanim according to Rabbeinu Tam, that might not be something that should be done. Okay.
What's the last line in the Mishnah? I don't understand that.
Last line in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Im hafsachto shehu nose.
He is a
Kohen. Talking about a Kohen.
It says if he's a Kohen.
If he's a Kohen. The whole Mishnah is talking about if he's a Kohen.
Elohu.
He's the guy. He's the Kohen.
He's a Kohen?
Yeah, in Ainsham Kohen Elohu, except for him. Then Lo Yisrael as Kapov. He shouldn't do it. But if he's concerned, if he's not concerned, he's going to lose his place. I think that means if he has a sitter, that's what they do. Yeah, we've seen in Israel, they do that. They hop around, the Shliach Tzibur hops around, and he says, and he does Birchas Kohanim.
He washes before
Yeah, he washes before Chazar Shashatz, and they do it in Israel even if there are other Kohanim. The Shnil Tzibur, I think he unties his shoes or something for him. He does everything beforehand. I know he washes beforehand.
Yeah, beforehand.
And he takes his shoes off beforehand also. Okay. All right. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Ha'over lifnei ateva, someone who is being asked to daven for the Shliach Tzibur, Sarach l'sarev, at first, he's supposed to be reticent, supposed to reject and say no. And if he doesn't, he jumps up right away and he wants to daven. It's like a dish that doesn't have salt in it because he rushed it. Right? But if he's misarev too much, then he's domel tafshil shehek dicho melech. And it's like you burnt the dish. So what do? So ketzeru osa, pam rishona, first time he asks, yisarev. He should say no. Shnia mehavhev. The second time, he should flicker. I think shall have it. It's like a flicker. He should hedge a little bit. I don't know. Maybe Shlishis. The Gabbai asks him again. Then Poshes says, "Ragla v'yori, get up and start and go down to the teva to daven." Tana Rabbanan, Rabbanan Raisa, Shlosha, Rubon Kasha, Umiutan Yofa. There are three things that too much is not good, and less is more. Right? The Elohim. What's that? Or yeast in the dough, Umelach and salt in the tashil, Visarbanus and reticence to get up to be a Shliach Tzibur. Hey, so you don't have to ask them. So people say no, they're just being kind as Gemara. You have to ask them again and again.
What is it
that's commentator? Well, then that's too much. Then that's too much.
It's also less than that. You immediately jump up. It's not the guy you want anyway.
Yeah. So depends. How many people have you asked before that guy? That's the issue. Yeah. Amar Rav Huna says, Ta'a b'shalosh harishono. So if you make a mistake in your Shemona Esrei, in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei, which is the brachos of Shevach, then Chozer L'Rosh, you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Be'em Soyos, if you made a mistake in one of the 13 middle brachos, those are the Bekoshos, and you make a mistake in there, I think over here means you mistake, you can't get Daven Baal Peh, you don't know where you're up to, what's going on. So he says Chozer L'Atochoni, you go back to the beginning of that series. Be'achronos, in the last three brachos, which is the Hodah, Chozer la'avoda, you go back to the beginning of Ritzei, because that's the first of the last three. Rav Asi Amarai says, no, emsoyos ein lehem seder. The emsoyos do not have a seder. What does that mean, ein lehem seder? Rashi says, ein lehem seder, the in dilig bracha achas, if you skip one bracha in the middle of the middle 13, the achar kach niskarba, and then you've remembered, so according to what Rav Huna seems to say, you've got to go back to Atachonin. Rav Asi says, according to Rashi, no, what do you do? Omeris Avshalom Koma. You forgot the bracha number 7, and you already said bracha number 10. Say bracha number 7 right now. There's no order. It's not a big deal. Tosos doesn't like that. Tosos says Emsois Ein Lehem Seder. So if you look in it's the third line of that Tosos. He says Lachein Nira Kiperish Rashbam V'Rav Alphis the Ein Lehem Seder Dekamer Hainu Sheyaska B'Makom Shadilek Habracha Umisham the Elech Yomer Kol Al Seder. In other words, about vade lo yasib the atachonin kavod gimurishos gimachronos. Tain and seder means just that you don't have to go back to the beginning. If I made a mistake in number 7, then go back to number 7. I don't have to go back to atachonin. You still have to go back to where you made the mistake from, but not all the way to the beginning. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks a question. Our Mishnah says v'gabi yashliach tzibor who makes a mistake and gets taken down or taken up from davening. Mehechan huchoser. Where does the second one begin? Mitchilas habracha shata. He begins just from the beginning of the bracha where chaz number 1 made the mistake. Well, that's a tiyuta Rav Huna. That's a kasha Rav Huna because Rav Huna said, according to Rav Huna, if you make the mistake in the middle ones, you got to go back to atachonin. Right. So why is chaz number 2 only starting from the beginning, from the place where the chaz number 1 made a mistake? Well, the answer could be makes a difference between the yachid and the shliach tzibur because there's a tier for the tzibur. The gemara doesn't go that way. Amalach Rav Huna says. And when I say that emsoyos, when the Mishnah says that emsoyos, you go back to where the person made the mistake, he says emsoyos kulachad birchos aninu. It's all considered one long bracha. So when the Mishnah says that the chaz number 2 goes back to where chaz number 1 made the mistake, that means to the beginning of the 13 brachos in the middle because it goes back to atachonin, but that's the beginning of the bracha according to Rav Huna. He reinterprets that.
What does that mean?
But it's the set. It's one series. It's one series, and it's all considered the same. It's all considered as one series. You got to go to the beginning. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Le'olam al yishal adam tzrocha." If a person should not have any bakashos Lo b'shalosh rishonos, not in the first three brachos, v'lo b'shalosh achronos, and not in the last three brachos. Ela b'emtsoyos, only in the middle. That's where you have to make your bakashos. The Amar b'chanina, which Rabbi Chanina said, rishonos, what are the rishonos? The first three brachos is doma le'eved shemisader shevach ne'rabo. It's like a servant. Before he was going to ask for something, he's going to butter up the person who he's asking from. He's misader shevach, in front of praise. And soyos dom le'eved shemavakesh pras mirabo. The middle 13 are the way you ask for a prize. Achronos dom le'eved shekibo pras. The last three is similar to an eved who already received his prize. V'nifter v'holochlo. And he's saying thank you, and he's asked for permission to leave. But this idea here that you shouldn't have any bakashos in the middle, but not the first three and the last three, starts the whole bruha about whether or not you have to say yotzros and krovos and all those piyutim that we say. Oftentimes we say in the first 13. Just a little tosos over here. Toso says, the second to last Tosos, Peir Shabin Uchano V'Rabbeinu, that ideally you're not allowed to have any bakashos in the first three, that's tafkul yachid. They know it's only for an individual, say, in this private one, asking about tzarchei tzibor, for a yachid. About tzarchei tzibor, but something's needed for the tzibor, sholim, we do. Ulekach, and therefore, anu omrim zachreinu, zachreinu chayim, elachavetz b'chayim, that's in the first three. Why do we, michamocha, that's in the first three. We do that, because that's tzarchei tzibor. V'krovitz, and v'yalev v'yavo, Bahem teda the dafka yachid kamar shere ikar brachas achronos tzarchei tzibor. It's only for a yachid not to say things. So again, that starts the whole sugya about these things. Tana Rabbanan, we have a story. Right, bringing the brayso ma'isi b'tamad echasher ofnei ateva. So the Talmud went down to daven for the yomud b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer v'hayamarich yosem midai, and he was davening really long. I don't know if he's schlepping or he's adding brachas. I'm not sure what he's doing. Is it just timing or is he adding more content? So Amru lo Talmidav, so the Talmidim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbeinu, kama arkadu zeh. How long is this guy davening for? Amru lahem, so Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, klu marach yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he davening any longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? The ksiv bey, right, v'es napal lefnei Hashem es arim yom es arim alayla. I daven for 40 days and 40 nights. So Moshe davening a long davening, so he can daven a long davening, it's no big deal. I don't know. Okay. Then the same, another mice is, what? I know. Shuv ma'isa b'talmud echad sheyaru lifnei ateva b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer, another Talmud, or maybe the same Talmud, who went down to daven for the Yomud, ha'yim ikachi yosmi dai. He was really fast. Amar lo Talmidov, so Talmidov said to him, kama katsaron, how short is this guy's tefillah? How kama katsaron, who's there? Amar lahem, Eliezer says to him, klum ikachi yosmi Moshe Rabbeinu, is any shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu, who when he davened for Miriam just said, kelna, refan Allah. That was it, that was his whole tefillah. So it's okay.
So he's saying the regular.
I don't know. It could be. Maybe it's before the regular text has been accepted as being something that's.
You don't hear he added very little to the standard prayers.
So where does he get that from?
Miri
says that. Okay, because Miri is probably because the same question that we're having. What do you mean he said more or less? We have the standardized text. Miri notwithstanding, I thought it meant maybe before the text was standardized.
Come, Rabbi Eliezer wasn't standardized yet.
Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, right? It's around that time.
Exactly. Because
we have to do Gemara said a few blad ago. Okay.
But there was the text. Why would you expect him to add or to diminish?
He wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought it meant before this text was standardized. That's how I was learning it. Okay, but Miri says differently, so I got to change. So Gemara then says, Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizda, call him Mevakish al Chaveiro, if you're Mevakish tefillah for your friend, ain't Sarach l'haskir Shmo, you don't have to mention his name. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Miriam, Moshe by Miriam, Kel Narafan Allah. That's it. Doesn't say her name. Veloka Demarkes Shemay Demiriam. You don't have to say your name. We can say the Mishaberach, and that's it. Just have in mind. You don't have to say the name. You don't have to announce the name according to this. There are those who say there might be a difference because Miriam was right here. So if Miriam is right here, then you can have that. The person is not in front of you. Maybe that could be a difference. Right, that's quoted for the Magen Avraham says, and he quotes the Ma'aril, that only someone who's davening in front of the Chola doesn't have to mask or say his name, but if it's not before him, then you would have to say his name. Rabbi Yoni Levin had one of his podcasts on there. He said, there was a story of a firm nurse in Israel who liked to always say Mishaberach for the patients. It turned out that one of the patients was this Chilani family whose parents thought they were funny, and they had twins and named their kids Yaakov and Esav. And she felt uncomfortable davening for someone named Esav. So they asked Rav Zilberstein what to do. So Rav Zilberstein said, okay, for him, for that patient, daven for him in the room. So you don't have to say his name, and be kelna arfan Allah, you don't have to have the issue. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Elu bracha she'adam shoche. These are the brachas where a person is supposed to start bowing down. Shoche behen. The avos tchil v'sof, the first bracha, the beginning and the end of the bracha. The hodah, by modim tchil v'sof, the beginning and the end of the bracha. The imbal ha'suach b'sof kol bracha u'bracha, u'b'tchil kol bracha bracha, if the guy wants to bow down, all the other brachas, the beginning of any bracha, the end of any of the bracha, melamed also shlo yishcha. Teach him not to. Tosfos says, what's the big deal? Tosfos says, v'im tomar, v'yishcha mabakach. What's the problem? What's the big deal? So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, v'yish l'farish, shlo yavor la'akor divrei chachamim. The chachamim say this is what you do it. You shouldn't have people go around doing whatever they want. No, only the rabbis. This is what they made the covenant. You can't change it. Shlo yomer kol echad machmir kemoshu rotze. The inkantas chachamim chachamim, and everyone's doing whatever they want, and not be choshish for the takas chachamim. And then he says, I'm not sure it's vi, but it's answer number two, and it says chashim liyura. To be concerned that what it looks like. It doesn't look like everyone's doing one way, and you're doing something else. That's yura. Everyone's, whatever the examples are. So everyone should try to say the same. Also, they did. They made a tahana. That's the tahana.
What's the big
deal about bowing down? Why are you telling him not to bow down? Why is he? What if he wants to bow down by atachoni? Why not? Baruch Atah Hashem. Wants to bow down to Hashem's name. Okay.
Well, are we still talking about Tzemiyat Tzibor?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Amar Rav Shimon, I believe it's everybody, but it doesn't say. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pasi. Shimon ben Pasi says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishim bar Karpara, Hedjot, a stam person who wants to bow. We tell him no. Kemo Shamarnu. It's only like we said, he has to, only bowing is by Avos, beginning and end, and Oda, beginning and end. Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol in his tefillah, b'sof kol bracha l'bracha. He can bow down at the end of each bracha. Rashi says, kol masha hu gadol b'yoser, tzorech lachnil l'hashpil atzmo. The greater you are, the more you have to subjugate yourself. And therefore, he's allowed to bow down at every single bracha. The hamelech, and the king, who's apparently greater than the Kohen Gadol, tchilas kol bracha v'bracha, v'sof kol bracha v'bracha. He can bow down at the beginning of each bracha, at the end of each bracha. Amar v'tzmar nachmeni, l'dim v'farsh l'mini de Rabbi Yeshua. I know the interpretation of Yeshua's words. Hedjo, k'mo shamaru, like we said. Kohen Gadol, tchilas kol bracha v'bracha. But hamelech, when it comes to the king, it's kevon shekara. Once he bowed down the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, the tefillah, shuv eino zokev. He doesn't stand up straight until the end, until he finishes the davening. He has to be in that position, the bow position, the whole time. Shemar, the pasuk says, it's by Shlomo. The time he had the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash, it says by Hikichlo Shlomo his palel. When Shlomo completed his tefillah, then come lifnei mizbach Hashem, he crawled birkav. That's when he got up. That's when he got up from bowing down on his knees. So Shlomo Melech only got up from his bowing at when he completed his tefillah. So too, the Melech would have to...
So really talking about instead of bowing, you're talking about the field of kapayim.
So we see. So Tana Rabbanan, learn the Braisa. Kida. Anytime the Torah, we learn the words Kida, that's alapayim. That means falling down on your face. That's only your face. Yes, they used to bow down all the way. Like it's only putting your face to the ground. Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, by Batsheva, when she was trying to convince David to keep his promise that Shlomo HaMelech will be the king, it says, Vatikod Batsheva Apayim Arza. She was tikod on the Apayim Eretz, on her face onto the ground. Right? And then it says, Vatomi Chini HaMelech, David Lohan, right? So that's Kida, is your face to the ground. Kriya, when it comes to Kriya, that's Al Birkayim. That's your knees to the ground. So Ne'amar, the Pasuk says, by Shlomo, again, it says, Mikroa Al Birkav, when he was Korea on his knees. Hishtachava, what real hishtachava, that's pishut yadayim v'raglayim. That's prostrated all the way out, hands and legs. You look at those pictures from Machon HaMikdash. All that's laid out. That's laid out on the floor. Right? Shneamar, the pasuk says, this is by Yosef's dream. Yaakov says to Yosef, Havo navo ani le'imcha v'achicha l'shtachavos l'cha arza. So arza means all on the ground. I don't know. We said eretz by Batsheva only meant face, and here arza means pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Not sure. What the
Payim.
What?
The Payim Arza.
Okay, so there it was the Payim Arza. And here it just says Vishtachavos the Arza. So I don't know. So Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Huna, Chazin hu l'Abaye v'Rav de Matzlei Atzluye. I saw Abaye Rav that when they did the Filas Apayim used to be all the way down. Right. But they didn't do Pisha Yadayim Ragayim. They just would turn to the side. I guess that's similar, I guess, closer to what we do. You don't go all the way down. They used to do the Nefilas HaPayim, really meant Nefilas HaPayim, face to the ground. Okay, now the Gemara deals again with the bowing in Modim. So Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Hakorei behoda harezim shubach. If you bow down in modim, it's a great thing. It's praiseworthy. But Tani Idoch, another Brisa says, harezim meguna. That's a disgusting thing. Well, which one is it? So lo kasha, there's no difficulty. Habitchila habusof. The Brisa that says that it's good, one Brisa says, I'm not sure which, that is in the beginning, and one says at the end. And one says, wait a second. Rava Kara Behoda Tchil Basof. First of all, our Mishnah says, listen to it, Tchil Basof. I don't know why they don't bring their Mishnah. It brings Rava as an example. He bowed down and molded him with Tchil Basof. Well, according to what you just said, I'm not sure which one, but one of them is Maguna. So why is he doing both? Amalei Rabbanan, no. So Rabbanan said to Rava, Amaika Abin Marhachi, why are you doing this? So Amar Lahu, so Rava answered them. Again, I don't know why he doesn't say that's what the Mishnah says. He says, Chazil Rav Nachman Dechara. I've seen Rav Nachman do it this way. The Chazin Rav Sheshes called Avid Hachi, and I know that's how Rav Sheshes does it also. Where it says Ah Vatanya, we said Hakare Behoda Harei Meguna. If he bowed down during Hoda, that's disgusting. So the Gemara said, No, Ahi Behoda Shem Hallel. That's when you say Hoda Hashem Kitov in Hallel, because since there was no Takana, there's no enactment of bowing down there, so that's Meguna if you do it on your own. The Gemara says, Wait a second, No, Vatanya, but we learned Hakare Behoda Uve Hoda Shem Hallel. Harezim Meguna. If you're doing a Hodah and a Hodah Halel, that's Meguna. So Hodah and Halel is one thing, and Hodah is something else. It's still Meguna. So we assume now it's Shmona Esrei. Rashi says, no, Kitanahi Behodah the Birchas Hamazon. That's Hodah in benching by Nodlecha. Someone bows down there. So bowing down in Modim is Meshubach. Bowing down in Halel by Holy Shem Kitov, and bowing down by Nodlecha in Birchas Hamazon, that is Meguna. Next Mishnah. Hamis Palel Vetar, someone davens Vetar makes a mistake. Simen Rolo, it's a bad sign for him, right? Because it seems that Hashem is maybe Hashem is rejecting him, right? Because he's not allowing him to complete, right? But in Shliach Tziburu, and the person making a mistake is the Shliach Tzibur, it's Simen Rolo Shlochav. It's Shlochav. It's even bad. It's a bad simen, bad omen for those who sent him. Well, I'm a Shliach Shlochav Shal Adam Kamos. He's our Shliach. He represents us. Shlochav Shal Adam Kamos. So if it's bad for him, it's bad for us. Amro Lava Rechina Mendoza. Okay, now we go to Rechina Mendoza, who's a very saintly individual. A lot of miracles happened to him. We've seen him a few days ago when he got bitten by the Arvad or something like that. They bit him on the ankle and it died. So Amro Lava Rechina Mendoza, Shai Mispal Alacholim. He would daven for those who were sick. Omer, and he would say, Zeh Chai V'Zeh Meis. He would know after his Tvila, this one's going to be good, this one's not going to be so good. Amro Lo Minayata Yodea. How do you know? Amalahem, he says, Im Shigur Tfilah Sibifi, if my tefillah was Siddur, if my tefillah was, flowed, I guess, then I didn't mess up with the language, so then I know Yodei Anishu Makubo, I know that it was accepted. The Im Lav, and if it wasn't Shigur Rafiv, if I had issues with that, with not saying the words, I guess, Yodei Anishu Mutorah, then I know that my tefillah wasn't good, it was Mibubal, and it's not going to be accepted. I guess that story is brought because the same thing about the Mishalabata, so Rabbi Chanina Mendoza said, if I make some mistake in my tefillah, then it probably wasn't good. Meaning, in making the mistake, he's assuming his klap comes from Shemayim. It's not his own issue, not his own mistake. So the Gemara then said that if you make a mistake in the bracha, it's a siman ra. So the Gemara asks, ahai, well, which bracha are we talking about? I don't know, I thought we were talking about any bracha. The Gemara doesn't assume that. It says, ahai, on which bracha are we discussing that if you make a mistake in it, it's a siman ra? The Gemara says, amar chia, amar safra, mishum de beirabi, ba'avos. It's in the birchas of Magin Avram. That's the beginning of the bracha. I mean, if you make a mistake in the beginning, that shows that Hashem already doesn't want his tefillah. He's made a mistake in giving Tosos. Let's get that in a minute. So, Ika de Masnei Abraisa. Some learn this idea of Mishuchad Be Rebbe, not in explaining our Mishnah, but explaining a different Braisa. Hamispa'al el tzarech tzikavin es libo. Someone who's davening has to have the proper intent, proper kavana. Well, that means Peirush Hamilos, know that he's standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the proper kavana is, he has to have. Bikulon, in all the brachos. But, v'im eino yachol kavim bikulon, if you can't have the proper kavana in all the brachos, yikavim es libo b'bracha b'achas. You should at least have kavana in one of them. And amar avchir, amar asafram, yishun chad bei rebi, which is the one of them? It's avos. Tosos asks, what did it mean? We just learned a few days ago, b'har mina b'sof perek tefilas ha-shachar, lo'olam yamod adam daito im yachol kavim yispalo v'im lo yispalo. You have to take him, you have to, before you get to Davin, you have to prepare yourself whether you have Kavana. And now you're saying, you send the Avos. So Tosos answers, Yeshafarish, Hasanam, Yachas Man. What the Gemara means over there is only talking about one bracha. You know that we have to make sure that you have enough Kavana for the one bracha, which will be Avos. Okay. Amru Alav Rabbi Chanina, right? So they said about Rabbi Chanina that he would know, based on how the tefillah, whether the shagar or fever, not whether or not he did the chole would be healed. We know Hanimili. So how do we know what's the source that if your tefillah is shagur b'piv, it's mikabeles, and if it's not shagur b'piv, it's not accepted? Amar b'shuv ben Levi, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Borei nivs fasayim, shalom shamlov l'rachok, b'lekarov amar Hashem, urifa asiv. So if you have nivs fasayim, which is if you feel that it's good on the lips, then it's muftach that you're going to have shalom, and the one who's the rachok is going to become close, and that the chole is virfasiv, going to be healed. So it all depends on the nivs fasayim. Amar b'chir ar'aba, amar b'yochanan. So here, I don't know, this here, I guess, I think, again, this is like a non-secular. This may be brought down, again, like a typical Sechus Brachos fashion, not connected conceptually, but connected because of who the author of authorship. This, again, is Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan. I guess we must have seen Reb Chiya Bar Abba Yochanan before. So Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol HaNevim Kuman Lo Nisnab'u El Mesi Bitul Tamil Chacham Ula Osef Firmakil Tamil Chacham Ula Hamid Tamil Chacham Nchasam. So all the great things in the Nevi'im are only said about somebody who marries his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, who does business and partners up with Talmid Chacham, or does things in order to benefit a Talmid Chacham. About Talmid Chacham Atzvam, that the Talmid Chacham themselves, what's said in the Navi is not close to what they're going to see in the future. Them, Ayin Lo Rasa Lo Kim Zulascha Yasin L'Mechakelo. You don't know what's going to be waiting, what's waiting for you, for the person. It's even greater than what all the Divrei Nevi'im are. V'amr B'chibar Avram Yochanan, Kol HaNevi'im Kulon Lo Nisnabu El Yimos Mashiach. When the Nevi'im say in the future what's going to be, that's only for Yimos HaMashiach. Aval Lo Olam Abba. But for Olam Abba, I mean, clearly there's a difference there between Yimos HaMashiach and Olam Abba. That's Ayim Lo Rasa Elokim Zulascha. That's going to be even greater. Upliga de Shmuel. But this member of Chibar Abba argues on Shmuel, because Shmuel says that the Divrei Nevi'im are said all about Yimos HaMashiach. But Shmuel holds that Amar Shmuel ain't been Olam Hazel Yimos HaMashiach. There's no difference between this world that we live in now and Yimos HaMashiach El Shivim Achas Migovad. We just won't be subjugated. That's the difference. The Divrei Nevi'ah don't apply to there, I guess. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, and it's by the Mitzvah Tztaka in the Varm, it says, Ki lo yechdal evyo mikerev haaretz. That, I guess, that there will always be poor people on the land, even in Yimos HaMashiach. So that means there are always going to be poor people. So therefore, there's no difference between now and Yimos HaMashiach and Shivim Achas. I don't know what that means. When the time comes in Mir Shashem soon, we'll know. Okay, but Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaNevi'im Kulan, all the Nevi'im lo nisnabdu el Bali Tshuva. All the great things are only for people who are Bali Tshuva, I mean people who sinned, and now they will chose B'Tshuva. About Tzadikim Gemurim, but people who are Tzadikim all the way through their entire lives, that Ayin Lo Rasa L'Kim Zulaskal, they're going to get even greater. But plead the Rav Yavo, and this statement argues on Rav Yavo, because here it says that people who are tzaddikim their whole lives are greater than the Bali Tshuva. But Rav Yavo says, Mokom Shabali Tshuva Omdim, the place where the Bali Tshuva stand, tzaddikim gemurim enam omdim. They're even greater. Tzaddikim can't even stand up. They can't hold a candle to them. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, Shalom, shalom, lirachok vilarakarov. So to those who are distant and those who are close. Who shalom shalom is to who? Is lirachok bereisha v'hada lekarov. It was somebody who was first distant and then he came back. They get the good stuff. Rabbi Yochanan. So how does Rabbi Yochanan argue to say this? Rabbi Yochanan who said right? Rabbi Yochanan who said that the tzaddikim gemurim are greater. How does he read this pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lachlan say no. My rachok. What does rachok mean in the pasuk? Is shahaya rachok midvar veira meikara. Initially he was distant. And my karov and karov is I karov l'dvar avera v'nisrachik imenu hashta. Karov means somebody who was close to avera at the beginning, and now he's distant. That's about tshuva. So rachok, who's rachok first? Rachok means the person who's always distant from avera. Karov means he was once distant and now he's close. So there he says, so the tzaddik gamor is greater because he's mentioned first before the baal tshuva. He just has to reinterpret the pasuk. So my ayin lo rasa, what's this great ayin lo rasa that's going to be waiting for all these people in whenever? So Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shua says, ze yayin hamishumar ba'anavav misheshes shemei bereishis. It's wine that's encapsulated in its grapes, waiting for us from the 6 days of creation. Must be good wine. How long, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says Ze Eden. It's Eden, right? Shalom Shaltabo Ayin called Beria. It's Eden. Nobody's ever seen what Eden is. I'm wondering, no one's ever seen what Eden is. And Shema Tomer Adam Arishon. Maybe Adam Arishon saw it because it says Vayitar Shema Kim Gan Be Eden Mikedem VeYosam Shomes Adam. So he's in Eden. So Gemara says, no, Heichan Haya, where was he? He was Began. He was in the Gan, he was not in Eden. There's a difference between the Gan and the Eden. It's not Gan Eden, it's the Gan from Eden. Right? Shema Tomar, who Gan, who Eden, it's the same thing. No. I'll prove it from the Psukim. Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, V'nahar Yotzim Eden, Lashkos Esargan. There was a river that came out from Eden that came and that gave sustenance to the Gan. I mean, so you see, Gan Luchud, the Eden Luchud. They're each different. Tanar Abanan, knowing the Rebbeisa. Maisa, you have a Maisa, Shechala, Benosha Rabban Gamliel. The son of Rabban Gamliel got sick. So Shiger Shnei Talmidei Chacham Neitzo B'Chanina Mendoza. So Rabban Gamliel sent two students to go to B'Chanina Mendoza, Levakesh Alav Rachamim, that he should daven on behalf of his sick son. Kevon Shera Osam, once B'Chanina Mendoza saw them, I guess he knew why they were coming. Olal Aliyah, he went up to the attic. I'm not sure why he's going to the attic. Upikesh Alav Rachamim, and he davened for the refuah for Rabban Gamliel's son. So when he came down, Amar Lahem, Machina says to these two students, Luchu, go back to the house of Rabban Gamliel, don't worry. Shechalatzato chama, the fever broke. He's good to go. Amar Lahem, so they Amar Lo, they said to him, V'chinaviyata, how do you know? Are you a Navi? You're here, they're there. How do you know the fever broke? He says, Amar Lahem, he says, don't worry. Lo Navi Anochi, I'm not a prophet. Velo Ben Navi Anochi, I'm not the son of a prophet. Ela Kach Mekublani, I have this Kabbalah from my Rebbeinim. Im Shegura Tfilase B'fi, if the tefillah shura in my mouth and I don't make any mistakes, yodei ani shehu mekubal. I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. The imlav, and it's not sedu b'fi. Yodei ani shehu mitorah. I know that everything got messed up, and it's not going to help. It's not going to work. So they want to test it. So what do they do? Yashu v'kasu v'kibnu osushaya shah. They wrote down the time when Nina Mendoza told them that the fever broke, and then they went back to Rabbi Gamliel. Ukishabo, Eitzer Rabban Gamliel, Amar Lehen, Rabban Gamliel said to them, Ha'ovodo, it's Lashon Shua, I swear. Lo Hisartem, Lo Haradetem, there wasn't an Ela, Kachayamaisa. Not a second different than when the time that you wrote down. At that exact moment, when he said that, that's when the fever, Kachayamaisa, Osu Shah, Chalatzot Tochama, the fever broke, Vishol, Lano Mayim Lishtos, and he asked us for water to drink. Meaning, got it, Chanina Mendoza got it right. Vishol Maisa, Rabban Chanina,
but. The exact time.
What? The exact time.
Sorry.
However they told time in those days, they were able to determine what the exact time was, and that was the exact time. When the sun was at this point in the sun was at this part in the sky. Whatever it was, they were able to tell it. The Shuv Maisa Rabbeinu Bendosa, right, and there was another act Maisa with Rabbeinu Bendosa, Shahalach Limo Torah Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They went to learn Torah, right, Rabbeinu Bendosa went to learn by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Chol Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's son got sick. Amr Allah, this is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, says, Rechina Mendoza, Chanina Beni, Chanina my son, Bikesh Lav Rachman V'yichya, daven for him so he can live. Heniach Rosho Ben Birka, Chanina Mendoza put his head between his knees, Bikesh Lav Rachman, and daven for him, and asked for mercy. V'chaya, and the son got better. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, El Mole Hitiach Ben Zakkai, it's Rosh Ben Birka, Kol Yom Kulo, and I had my head between my knees the entire day, Lo Hayah Mashkichin Lav. They wouldn't have accepted my tefillah. Chanina Mendoza does it for a second and he's done. So Amar Lo Ishto, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's wife says to him, "Deki Chanina Gadol Mimcha, is Chanina your Talmud greater than you that he can have the tefillah answered and you can't?" So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, "No, I'm still the bigger Talmud Chacham. However, Elohu Dome Ke'ebed Lifnei Hamelech, Vani Dome Ke'sar Lifnei Hamelech. It's all on their attitude when you get before Kadosh Baruch Hu. My attitude is like I'm a minister. I'm like I always have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ear." So it's not something that's a big deal, and I treat it that way. If you're comfortable in that environment, you don't have this aim, this awe. Rechina Mendoza is always like an Eved Bifnei Rabbah. He's always like a servant. He's constantly in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that awe allows him to have the proper Kavanah. Rashi says, Kisar Lipnei HaMelech She'enu Rogil Levolofanav. Things that you are used to, things that are Hergel, they don't become special. Right, you have to get out of this rote to have it something to be special. That allows you to have a better intent when it comes to anything, especially when it comes to tefillah. Right, Elohu Dome Kevin Rabbanu, but he Dome Sargnei Melech.
You said here the difficulty from the Avdar. The Eved is always there in the presence of the king because he's a servant and he's more intimate with him.
That's
the Sar only comes once in a while, so he's not as intimate with the king. That's what he says here.
No, he goes to Rashi. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Rava says the name of Yochanan, Al Yispalo Adam El Bavai Sheish Lo Chalonos. You have to daven by a house that has windows. Shenamar, the pasuk says, we saw this before by Daniel, it says, V'chavin pisichan lai b'el yasei nege Yerushalayim. He looked down by the opening in the Aliyah facing Yerushalayim. 33 times a day, we learned a lot of halachas from this pasuk. Down by the windows. What?
Same reason why
he went to the attic. Okay. Amr of Kahana, chatzif alai man de matzim b'bikta. It's like arrogance, I guess. It's chatzif to daven in the bikka. Why? What's in the bikka? Rashi says, shekashu b'mokom snius, chalav lav emas melech v'libo nishbar. When you're in a quiet place, not in the bikka, that's when you're in a tzanua place, that's when you can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the bikka, it's a little too busy.
Tosos. Didn't you have the other day, a gemara that says you shouldn't daven where there are windows?
No, we said you should daven where there are windows. We quote the same pasuk. It was the same limud. Yeah, it's the same limud. He says, so here he says that you should daven, not daven by the bikka. Tosos asks, why is it chatzah daven by the bikka? Didn't Yitzhak do that? I hate to say Yitzhak, Asuch Basadeh. He's out in the field. It's chatzah daven in the field. Yitzhak, that's the source of davening mincha, is when Yitzhak went to the field to daven. So Tosos answers, says, number one, Yish Lomer, the Hasamayi, the Hara Moriah. There, maybe he was on Hara Moriah. It's different, okay? Inami, the different types of bikka. We're talking about a bikkah where it's a lot of traffic. Right. It's busy. That don't do. If it's not busy, then you're okay. The Amr of Kahana says, Chatzif alai man de mafresh chate. It's chatzif to me, someone who gets up and counts off and tells you all his iniquities, his sins. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Ashrei nisui pesha kisui chata'a. Praiseworthy is the one who covers up his sins. He shouldn't have to, don't announce his sins. Toso says, why? As if he's announcing his sins, he's not embarrassed. So he's misbayish, but if he keeps it quiet to himself, he's misbayish al-chatoso. If he's just announcing all his sins, domish ain't a misbayish alof. Right? It's like as if he's not embarrassed. And it says kolos, and we learned in the first parak, it's kolos adavru misbayish, someone does something and is embarrassed, Mochin lo miyad, he gets forgiven. So there are those who say that there might be a difference here between Ben Adam l'chaveru and Ben Adam l'makom. So it comes to Ben Adam l'chaveru, you have to appease him. So maybe in that instance, you are supposed to say what you did. Ben Adam l'makom, don't go announcing all the sins to everybody else, we did Ben Adam l'makom. But this idea about announcing your sins to the person who you wronged, is a machlokas, you remember Saul Salanter in the Mishnah Berurah. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think from Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you want to ask tshuva for your friend, you have to tell the friend, you can't walk up and say, forgive me for what I did. Forgive me because I did such and such to you. And then again, gives you forgiveness. The story goes that the Chafetz Chaim went to Rishol Salanter to get Haskamah, the Mishnah Berurah, and because of this halacha, Rishol Salanter won't give the Haskamah. Because Rishol Salanter said, what are you talking about? How can you go and give your friend and say, I wronged you, and then cause him more pain by telling him exactly what you did? He says, all you have to do is say, I wronged you, and hope for the forgiveness. Yeah. So, but the Mishnah Berurah didn't make it up on his own. The Mishnah Berurah got it from Rabbeinu Yonah. So there's a machlokas over there, what that means, or whether or not, when you ask for forgiveness from your friend, are you supposed to be fired what you said, or not? But it seems...
The solution they had, that problem, how they got rid of that, is it depends on the question. If the person knew it in advance, already is supposed to say it.
Right, okay.
If the person did not know about it, you're not supposed to.
Maybe. Okay. I didn't hear that. Very good. Also, very good.
There's a Rashi that adds on to the whole thing. The Nesim bowing down the base of Mikdash, when everyone's standing up straight and then there's enough room to bow down. He adds in that, and your friend can't hear your vidui. You bow down.
Because that's also the vidui. Also, most of it is Ben Adam L'makam. And that fits into what we said, because that's not supposed to be befriended. Okay. Hajjan Allah ain't omdim. Hajjan Allah ain't omdim. Hajjan Allah ain't omdim. Everyone have a good day.